Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Only 95 degrees out there, but feels like 104. I guess this is a preview. We're not even into July. We'll see what's coming up next. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy this evening. On today's program, if you or someone you know suffers from acid reflux, which 25 million Americans do on a daily basis, 60 million at least once a month, you want to hear some startling and disturbing new information on the long-term effects of the medications that are used, like Prilosec and Nexium. That will be later in the hour, and we'll talk about Google's I.O. conference. It's now underway. 5,500 developers, but Google's CEO Larry Page, a no-show. You'll find out why and what is happening at the conference this year. But first, the big story of the day, and maybe of the decade, is the Supreme Court's ruling today of the Affordable Care Act, which Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg today said made it through, quote, largely unscathed. We'll be getting both sides of the debate on this monumental and controversial law, beginning with Wendy Block. She's the Director of Health Policy and Human Resources for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Wendy, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the business community has been very much against this law all along. So let's begin with why. I mean, how are Michigan small businesses now going to be impacted by today's ruling?
So the business community and job providers generally were opposed to Obamacare because it was heavy on lip service and light on real reform. And we say that because it failed to address the key issue that families and job providers across the state and across this nation have when it comes to health care, and that is really the cost of health care. And, you know, we're sad and disappointed about the Supreme Court's ruling today, but still see it as an opportunity moving forward to go back to the table and the drawing board to address this cost issue.
Now, under the law, employers with 50 or more full-time workers will have to pay a penalty of $2,000 per employee if they don't offer health insurance coverage. Isn't that penalty amount less than the cost per employee for coverage that businesses are generally paying now?
It is. The penalty is, as you said, $2,000 per full-time employee or full-time employee equivalent. The problem with that is it somewhat says to employers, we know you can't afford to offer health insurance to your employees, because of course you would if you could, and to try to be competitive in terms of attracting quality workers. But because you can't, we're going to impose this tax on you. And it does the same thing with individuals. Beginning in 2016, individuals are going to pay $695 per year, and that could be multiplied by three if you have a family of three or more, because you have not secured health insurance for you and your family, and probably because you can't afford to do so. So we believe that it's unfairly punitive to middle-class families across the nation, as well as to job providers who are really struggling.
Isn't the status quo right now, though, that there are many workers who have no insurance coverage, the working poor, and isn't the new health care law going to at least ensure that that is no longer the case? I mean, is that something that employers who don't offer coverage, isn't that something they want also?
There's no certainty that a single person who doesn't have coverage today will have coverage under Obamacare. So that is really the issue for us, is that the law does little to control costs, which is the main impediment to buying coverage today. And therefore, under the new bill, a lot of people, including employers and individuals, will just choose the penalty to continue to forego coverage and just pay that penalty because it's less.
Now, you say there's no assurance that there will be coverage, but isn't part of the individual mandate to do just that, to ensure that everyone is covered, or at least most people are?
Well, including employers, have a choice to make. Do they want to pay these tax penalties, or do they want to get themselves into credible coverage? I think that's going to be a tough decision. For many employers who have 50 or more employees, they look at the tax penalty and they look at the difficulties associated with paying $15,000 a year in premiums to their employees, and they're scratching their heads and saying, maybe I could pay $2,000 an employee, or I can continue status quo and pay $15,000 per employee. I might just drop the health insurance altogether and kind of get myself out of this business. How that plays out is yet to remain to be seen. We're certainly not advising our members to drop coverage in the name of paying the employer penalties, but there are many employers who struggle to make those bills each month who who probably will make that unfortunate decision as a result of this law.
I'm talking to Wendy Block, Director of Health Policy and Human Resources with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Now, isn't this, though, the beginning of this process that might be beneficial in the long run to everybody, where we separate health insurance coverage from employment so that employees are not, they don't lose coverage when they lose a job?
I think there is some mixed reactions to that within the business community. Some employers really do want to continue to offer health insurance benefits to their employees because it's one way that they can attract and retain quality workers if they're able to offer rich benefits. On the other hand, there are a number of employers who feel that this isn't, you know, part of what should be involved in being an employer and do want to get out of that business simply because it's difficult to provide quality coverage. It's very expensive. So there's very much two schools of thought within, I think, the employer community on that question. So it's hard to say that employers feel strongly one way or another because I think they're really quite divided.
Any idea percentage-wise how many businesses the chamber represents that currently do not offer health insurance for workers?
A lot of our smaller businesses are not offering health insurance to their employees simply because they can't afford to do so. They have smaller profit margins and that sort of thing. I can't tell you an exact percentage. We've never really polled our members on that question. But those who can't do it really are doing so because they can't afford to do so. It's not because they necessarily just don't want to.
I see. Now, you're talking about the smaller businesses, smaller than 50 employees then. How are they impacted? Because isn't this $2,000 penalty for those that have 50 or more workers?
It is. So the question is, you know, about their employees, and are their employees going to come back to them and say, I'm up against this employer or this individual penalty if you don't start providing health insurance for me? And we feel that the Obamacare law is going to place more pressure on those smaller employees to offer coverage for their employees so those employees can avoid that individual mandate. And that's going to be a difficult conversation and decision for those smaller employers. Mm-hmm. Simply because, again, Obamacare does very little to control the cost of health insurance. You know, it's still $12,000 to $15,000 a year on average for an employer to offer coverage to each one of their employees. A lot of people, there's an example, you know, of a sub shop. They don't even have, you know, that many employees come into, or that many customers, 15,000 customers come into their shop on a, you know, monthly basis. They couldn't even raise subs prices by a dollar and stay competitive, you know,
but
in that marketplace.
You're talking about addressing a much larger issue, which is the cost of our medical system in general. I mean, does the Chamber of Commerce have any thoughts on how these enormous costs for businesses should be addressed?
So really, we believe that means going back to the drawing board on healthcare cost containment and on this law in general. We believe that there are measures that Congress could implement to control costs, to improve quality, which obviously will drive down the cost, and reform the insurance market to make it more streamlined and simplified. So there are a number of ideas that are on the table, medical liability reform that could be addressed. Unfortunately, it needs to be addressed from more of a holistic standpoint. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Congress decided to go this way and to set up state-based exchanges where people can buy coverage to get at the accessibility question. We feel that's unfortunate because our members don't have that problem with finding coverage. It's just that question of whether or not they can actually afford it.
Sure, yep. Sure. The cost is expensive. Now, when President Obama says, though, that companies that are offering health care currently really are not affected or in, at least not in a negative way by this new law, isn't he right in the sense that it does allow them to continue offering coverage at their current rate, even though these other issues, as you're saying, should be addressed at some point?
I think it really depends on what type of coverage the employer is offering to their employees today. So employers who have 50 or more employees have to provide a certain level of coverage to their employees to escape the employer mandate. So there are scenarios under the law whereby an employer could be offering coverage to their employees, but just not at an acceptable level to the federal government, and essentially be double hit. they could be paying the employer penalty and continue to offer coverage to their employees because they haven't offered a rich enough plan according to the federal government. And so we're waiting to see, you know, kind of what that level of coverage entails. That will be decided through federal regulations. But there's a lot of nervousness among our members who maybe offer a plan, but it's high deductible, or they have higher coinsurance, or it only covers a certain amount of things because that's all the employer can afford, that they actually will be kind of double hit. So the president saying that employers are offering coverage today aren't really going to be impacted is somewhat misleading at best.
I see. Right now, you're telling your members, though, to stay put, not take any particular action. And as you're saying, it sounds like a lot of the details remain unclear at the moment.
Yeah, so I think so many of the details that as we move into full implementation of Obamacare will be decided through regulation. There are a lot of things that are still unanswered in employers' minds in terms of now what they need to do with compliance. The majority of these tax increases and the state exchanges and the major meat of this law, if you will not take effect until 2014, including the individual mandate. And so there's still some time to kind of figure out the details and for employers to make these key decisions and for individuals as well who may be offering, you know, buying their own coverage. You know, do they want to take the individual tax penalty or do they want to, you know, continue along their same line?
One thing is clear. It will now certainly take effect after today's ruling by the Supreme Court. Wendy Block, Director of Health Policy and Human Resources for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Wendy, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, we'll get the other side of the debate. A very enthusiastic supporter of the Affordable Care Act. I'll ask him why isn't everybody covered at this point? Because there are still going to be millions that are not getting coverage. We'll get the answer to that next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.